Nearly every drink comes with a plastic straw. But have you ever wondered where they all go?
A straw.
A straw.
Straws are among the most common items found in litter cleanups around the world. The nonprofit Ocean Conservancy has been holding cleanups like these for more than 30 years. Sarah Kohler is with the group's Trash Free Seas program.
And over the 30 years, volunteers have collected over 10 million plastic straws and stirrers off of beaches and waterways and coastlines around the world.
The group says the ocean is strewn with 150 million metric tons of plastic trash of all kinds, clogging coastlines, ensnaring wildlife, and even littering land far from any human settlement. And each year, another 8 million tons wash in. The problem is expanding rapidly in the fast-growing coastal nations of Southeast Asia, says Bridget Croak with the sustainable investment group Closed Loop Partners.
And it's, you know, for two primary reasons. One is that the infrastructure isn't there to get it somewhere else.
The systems to collect, sort, and recycle materials are lacking in much of the developing world. The other reason, she says, is the single-use plastic packaging that makes up much of the trash is basically worthless. Plastic bottles are the exception that proves the rule.
There are kind of informal economy of waste pickers that are collecting that because they find value in that material and they can sell that.
Closed Loop Partners is working with some major companies to make more packaging recyclable and improve recycling systems. But in the meantime, Kohler and the Ocean Conservancy have a suggestion. Skip the straw.
For most of us, we can drink our beverage without a straw just fine. So it just kind of seemed like a really nice item to target to reduce the number that are out in the waste stream and effectively reducing the number that can end up on the beach.
Or try an alternative, like reusable, washable metal straws. While skipping the straw will not solve the plastic pollution problem, Kohler says it's a way people can get started.
We get questions all the time asking about how people can prevent marine debris in their everyday lives. Skipping the straw is kind of the first thing that we tell them. It is really that entry point.
They hope people will then start thinking about other ways they can use less plastic and help keep it out of the oceans. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.